So if you're like me, by this time in the retreat, you've noticed a few challenging mind states. And one of them that can be really challenging is self-criticism. Perhaps thinking that everybody else is doing it just perfectly, and you somehow, because you may be sleepy or having some unwanted emotions, you feel self-critical and judge yourself. So if you're doing that, don't worry. I think you're not alone. I would probably guess that everybody is having some of those feelings. But unfortunately, we live in kind of a competitive, individualistic kind of culture where we think if we're in somehow suffering, then we're not doing it right. And so I want to teach you a little bit about self-compassion and the self-compassion break, because I found it really helpful both in my meditation practice and in my daily life. So the mindful self-compassion was developed by Kristen Neff and Chris Germer, and they've been doing a lot of trainings, and in fact some of you in this room have been trained in mindful self-compassion and know it well, and I've seen a few people putting their hand on their heart already and perhaps are practicing it. And I think it's really helpful because all of us do suffer. Suffering, it can be part of life. Suffering is part of life. All living beings suffer, including ourselves. But if we think that we're abnormal or weird or we've blown it because we're suffering, then that just adds to the suffering. And actually, mindful self-compassion is treating ourselves as well as we would treat a really good friend, with kindness and care and turning toward the suffering and an intention to alleviate the suffering. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the three main components of self-compassion and then teach you a practice. So the first component is self-kindness versus self-judgment. So when we notice that we're suffering, we might have a pain in the body, or a memory, or a fear, or whatever. When we notice that, then instead of being harsh or critical with ourselves, we turn towards ourselves with kindness, with the intention of alleviating our own suffering. And we recognize that all beings suffer, that it rather than feeling, we often feel isolated. Oh, it's only me. And if I only did it right, I wouldn't be suffering. If I were just a perfect meditator, I'd be just sitting down and in bliss this whole 7 days. And of course, we know that that's not accurate, but yet the mind can be really critical when that comes up. So that's the second component, that if you're a being, a human being or animals, there's part of life is suffering. And it's not something to feel that ashamed of or feel different or isolated. And the third component of self-compassion is mindfulness, which is right what we're practicing in this retreat. Rather than pretending it's not happening or immediately start problem solving, which is a very common tendency, instead of doing that, pushing it away, it's just being with it, being with our own suffering with mindfulness, knowing that we're suffering, experiencing it in the body, or knowing that our emotions, that we're feeling bad, and then So, and just being with it, not creating it, no, this is, not pretending, oh, I'm having the worst sitting of anybody ever had, or, oh, I'm just going to fix it right away, but just simply being with it. That's mindfulness and in regards to suffering. So I'd like you to bring to mind something, some way that you may have been suffering or may be suffering right now. You may have some pain in the body, or you may have a recurring thought that's memory or fear. Just bring something to mind that ideally you can feel in the body, but it's not overwhelming. And really feel into it. Just see if you can be with it without criticizing yourself. Just being there with the suffering. In fact, it helps to say, this is suffering. So you can say that to yourself silently, or whatever words work for you, in whatever way you're suffering or you want to say it, like, ouch, this hurts, or this is stress, this is suffering. So that's the first component of the self-compassion break, just noticing that you're suffering. And the second component is common humanity, realizing that you're not bad because you're suffering. In fact, suffering is just part of life. So that's the second component. We all suffer. Our suffering is part of life. I'm not alone. And now, if you care to, put one or two hands on your heart. And if you press in a little bit, this actually increases the oxytocin, the bonding hormone. So it can make you actually physiologically feel a little better. And with this, the intention is, may I be kind to myself? May I forgive myself? Or may I be safe? Or may I accept myself just as I am? So it's something that means something to you. It could be different in different sittings, but it's when you notice yourself suffering, you're as kind to yourself as you would be to some friend that you really care about. You can keep your hand on your heart, or you can put it down, depending on what works for you. So I want to invite you to practice that during this period, and anytime. During the retreat, when you notice that you're suffering, just being mindful of the suffering, feeling it in your body, being aware of your emotions, realizing that everyone suffers, you're not bad because you suffer, and the intention to be kind instead of critical. So we'll just practice this for the next 15 minutes, and then I'll open it up for any questions that you have. And if you're feeling just fine, you can just sit there feeling totally content. That's certainly fine too. And we'll have another practice of the self-compassion break. So bring to mind, it could be the same problem or a different problem, some unwanted emotion or a memory or a fear or a body pain. See if you can feel it in your body. And acknowledge it with mindfulness. This is suffering. Or this is stress. This is stress. This hurts. And then recognize that all beings suffer. So suffering is part of life. Other people feel this way. I'm not alone. Say just what you need to hear. Put your hand on your heart to comfort yourself. And wish yourself something like you would talk to a very dear friend. May I be kind to you, myself. May I forgive myself? Or may I accept myself just as I am? ended this sitting a little early because I thought there might be questions or comments. If not, we can just go on meditating. So you think of yourself as a child,
yeah.
And it's easier for you to feel very tender toward yourself. Great, thank you. Great. Back there, and then we'll come up
here. Okay, yes, I wonder if it makes any sense. if you feel there's a difference if you feel bad just because of your own interpretation of something, or if you, maybe in some situation, you made something bad, really. Like, so I can see that sometimes you can be critical at yourself because that's the way you experience something, and the other situation where you actually did something wrong and you feel bad about that. How is there any difference in there?
Well, I think we all blow it. I think we all do things that we regret later. And whether it's just an interpretation, if it's our interpretation that we did something wrong, then I think that actually it's the research shows that if we're willing to be compassionate and kind with ourselves, we actually are more willing to do whatever it takes to make it better. Like, whether that's apologize or learn something new, because we realize that everybody really does make mistakes. Sometimes we make really major mistakes and we go, oh my gosh. But we, at the time, perhaps we just were doing the best we could, given all the levels of stress or whatever that was going on. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I want to continue. Just thinking about really like extreme cases. Is this used, for instance, in, let's say, in prisons or where people have committed really crimes?
Well, I don't actually know how much so far it has been used in prison, but I think it would be a great thing to use in prison. I think if someone has, well, for example, James has gone into prisons and they teach his course in prison. And a lot of it is about learning to love ourselves. Prisoners, people that have killed somebody or done something really bad, could hopefully learn to act in a different way. And I think the way we learn is partially by being kinder to ourselves, so that we are able to admit, that is not a good way to behave. Thanks. James?
Just as you're saying that, really the healing comes from forgiving ourselves for the confusion that we were in when we did something unskillful. And that's how people turn their lives around, and people in prison. I've been in touch with people in prison who've done, you know, terrible things, but they've seen their confusion, and somehow there's been a tenderness that could see that, and that's where the healing begins. Then they can truly soften their hearts not only to themselves but to others, just through that forgiveness, and whether it's the mindful self-compassion break as taught in this program, or just basic kindness and forgiveness and compassion, that's the essential ingredient in healing and turning your life around.
Does it make difference which hand you put in your heart?
I don't know anything that says it does. I think it's just the hand that you naturally do. Have you noticed a difference?
Really?
Well, I'd say go with the one that's most intuitive for you. Yeah?
What if it feels difficult to be kind for yourself? Like this can be especially something for Finnish men that we are very hard people, and like, ah, kindness, come on. It's a little bit like that, but just like, what would you advise then?
I think that maybe you know Finnish men, that situation well, but I bet that there's a lot of other people in this room that also, including myself, that have been very self-critical in the past. And it's just a practice that if you're open to it and you experiment with it, you can see if it works for you. You know, if even sometimes people are actually in sort of meetings that are really difficult, and maybe instead of putting their hand on their heart, they're going like this. This might look like you're defensive, or it might, but it could be hugging yourself. Or I know somebody who held their hands together like this and just held their hands so that nobody knew what they were doing, but they were holding their own hand, wishing themselves some kindness. So it's really up to you. And I'd just say experiment with it and see if it's something that helps you, works for you. Okay, I think that we're ready for dinner. So I hope you really enjoy your dinner. And I think there's some... we're going to have dinner now and then come back at 6:45. So there's time after dinner to do whatever. Just do it mindfully. And if some self-criticism comes up, just see if you want to practice this. Okay, enjoy your dinner.